You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Bingus for doing it. We are doing another episode of ABC's reality show, The Glass House. I am Bam Erickson, and I'm joined with...
Hey, everybody. I'm Dario Kristen.
I'm Thaddeus Massey.
And so for you guys out there listening or watching, you guys could tweet us live at AfterBuzz TV, or you guys can call in at 424-256-1729. We're also in Studio B, so... So it's a different look for us, but, you know.
Good look, though.
Yeah,
good look.
We like it. All right, so we have a lot that we need to talk about for tonight's episode, so let's go into the first thing. During the predictions, we predicted who was going home. Will it be Gene or would it be Erica? And so I think, who did you vote for?
I voted for Erica.
Uh-huh. And who did you?
I said I wanted Erica to go home, but I knew it would be Gene.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's no shocker who I voted for. I voted for Gene. And so Gene went home. Yes!
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And so what I thought was really interesting is as he's going down, he says, "Be remembered for what you build, not what you tear down."
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell did he build?
I was trying to figure that out, actually. I think he feels that so many people were against him that, I think he feels that he's being remembered
he
for this
like
greatness.
Tupac, him against the world.
Him against the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Boo-hoo. Bye.
Yeah.
I think he's just PO'd.
Yeah, I think,
he's just, like, the look on his face when he was going down was just, like...
Sad.
Yeah.
No, he was PO'd.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.
And plus, you know, I think he really got too confident where he really thought he had it in the back.
Yeah.
And... You know, the viewers somewhat turned on him because he started to show who he really was. He wasn't honest. I mean, I said that he wasn't really honest. And the whole thing about lying to Kevin and Andrea about the votes, I just didn't understand his motive. And I didn't understand his reason for that.
Well, as we have seen, mm-hmm. you cannot get too arrogant or cocky in this game.
Yeah.
And it's all about... Unless you're Jeffrey, but, you know, we're saying that right now, but we don't know what next week holds.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, as we've seen with Joy, we've seen it with, obviously, Gene, we've seen it with Alex. There's America, you know, votes for the people that are likable and that they continue to grow and feel like they're connected to and like. So, to me, Gene fell under that same umbrella that everybody else who's been booted off the show has fallen under. Gene became sort of unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, the thing with Alex was, I think Alex was more of like the guinea pig or the hamster. You know, he was the first guy voted off the show. He did what he thought America wanted, and it just didn't work out for him.
Right.
So it was kind of like a platform to see kind of how things were going to go and what direction they were going to go. In the situation or the case with Gene just got really, like, overtly cocky.
Yeah, he did.
And he was just, like, really overconfident, and he was out with it. Mm-hmm. I think Jeffrey is... confident as well, but his confidence is more inner. He kind of holds it in. It's kind of more of a, well, I've got these people figured out, as opposed to I think America loves me.
Right.
Gene was more like I think America loves me. I'm their hero type of thing.
Yeah, and Jeffrey, you got to see a lot of sides to him. He cries all the time. And
all the time.
He's confrontational. So you get to kind of see who he is. And with Gene, I particularly felt that we saw he had a big wall up where he thought, you know, I'm not going to imitate him like I did because he's gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was corny.
Only thing we knew about Gene is that he loved Joy.
Yeah.
And we were, you know.
In the hat.
In the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the hat and the tuxedo jackets with shorts. Mm-hmm.
And the strategy wasn't quite. It was like he had a strategy and it was working for him. It was working in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think he shot himself in the foot by saying, "Hey, America, look, my strategy is working and I'm the man."
Yeah.
And he was putting it out there as opposed to just keeping it under wraps.
"Hey, America, my strategy is working. I am the man." Okay, well, we don't need to discuss him. He's gone.
See ya, Gene.
Let's go forward. But something else that was really interesting was last week, Erica was voted in, and the vote, of course, came down to Jeffrey, who's had the final vote for the past couple of weeks. And so he didn't inform Erica that he was voting for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the very end, when Erica's name is revealed, Jeffrey leans to her and said, "It was me, I love you."
Yeah.
And I personally thought it was seemed kind of fake, but when Erica came back, She was all greeted with the contestants with hugs, and she refused to hug Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And so she eventually confronts him and says, "You know, why did you vote me in? And more importantly, why can you tell me prior to you voting that you were going to vote me in?" Being that they're kind of where they were at least on the same alliance.
Right.
Because Andrea, Mike, and Kevin, they're doing their own thing. Jeffrey's kind of by himself, and Erica, they kind of have a love-hate relationship where they're friends, they're BFFs, and then one minute they're cursing each other out.
Mm-hmm.
So did Erica have the right to confront Jeffrey?
Well, my opinion tonight was actually that, you know, I've expressed how I felt about Erica in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I actually had a little bit of a different opinion about Erica and the way that she confronted Jeffrey about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I think that Jeffrey was wrong? Yes, in his process of not telling her. But but after he explained, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, now let's explain why did Jeffrey choose to not tell Erica?
Well, basically, Jeffrey said that the reason he didn't tell Erica up front is because he didn't want to deal with the emotional portion of what would happen after he told her up front.
Exactly.
Because he knew that if he told her prior to her going into limbo, that she would be upset with him, would be crying, it would be back and forth, she would go back to her alliance. It would just be a lot of stress that added to his situation for his vote. So after watching tonight's
episode, it's
a vote, but after what? But you do have an alliance with people. Mm-hmm. If I have an alliance with you three and we agree upon something, I'm going to expect for you to act on that. So I can understand how Erica was upset, but I actually, after watching the episode tonight, understand why Jeffrey did not tell her. Because the reason he did not tell her, which is what we were just saying about her being very emotional, is true. She does that. She cries. She goes back and tells everyone. She makes you look like the bad person.
Jeffrey cries. Jeffrey's also emotional. So
he's very emotional.
So how would you? So I'm throwing it back at you now.
So you're asking me what's the difference between the two?
Yeah, what's the difference between the two?
Well, at the end of the day, Jeffrey had the vote, and she didn't.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
I'm impartial. I could care less one way or the other. I do think that, you know, for Jeffrey to be as confrontational at times, he could have just said, "Listen, Erica, I'm voting for you because," and then he could have walked away, because last week when he told her to get the F out of here, or he made some reference, he walked away and it was over. So I think that as a man, he should have just said, "Hey, you know what? It's not personal. I'm voting for you because blah, 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 blah." You know, as men, when the girls start doing all this and when we don't want to hear it, we just walk away.
I just think he's really not that I think he's just kind of non-confrontational.
I agree.
I think last week, like I was saying last week,
I think he's very confrontational.
I think he's more manipulative than confrontational.
I would say more manipulative than confrontational.
And that's a little different dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, he asked Erica, because he knows her. Now, remember, they've been on an alliance for a while now together.
Right.
So I think he knows her. You know, they're on the same team, so to speak, or whatever. He asked her, "How do you feel about going in?" He gave her an inclination. The reason he asked her in the way that he asked her is because he knows that she's sensitive, and he knows. So he was kind of saying, maybe I'll catch her at a time that she'll be more accepting of the decision or the route that things need to go.
Right.
And I think he had a right to do that because he sacrificed himself for the team at the time when the team was even stronger. The alliance was even stronger than it meant more in the game at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He sacrificed himself for the team. So in order for him to ask her, you know, "How do you feel about going in?" I think it shouldn't have been such a – but he asked her in that way because he knew she was going to be emotional about it, and he knew she was going to trip out. So that's why she was like – she freaked out. He said, how do you feel about going? And she was like, no.
She freaked out. She did.
But he basically told her, babe, you got to go in.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go in. You're going to come back out, but you're going to go in. And because it's non-confrontational, he wouldn't be able to take her to the side and explain that to her without her freaking out and saying, no, blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. She's down there scared for her life. She comes back. She doesn't even give him a hug because he knew she was going to act like that.
Yeah.
He said, I voted for you. If it was anybody else, he wouldn't have said anything because he had love for Erica. So he told her, like, it was me, sweetheart. I love you.
Okay.
Just to let her know, you're my girl. But you got to remember, we're here playing a game at the same time.
Yeah.
I was playing devil's advocate, but you know what? You're totally right. I agree.
Yeah. And once again, to piggyback on that, what we've been saying, everything that Jeffrey said about her is true. You know, she is going to cause the drama. If he told her prior to, it would be a lot of drama around that. And he was trying to avoid that because he's already emotional. Mm-hmm. He already cries. We already know this. So why add that to the fire? Like, let me just not tell you. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
He's going to suffer the consequences regardless.
Exactly.
So you know what? I might as well just go ahead and go into it, suffer the consequences, because either way, he would not win.
And then think about the dynamic of him telling her ahead of time. If he would have told her ahead of time, that possibly would have changed the dynamic of what would have been reorganized before she went down. Yeah. So he doesn't, you know, he had to have insurance, mm-hmm. so to speak. And that was his insurance. If he would have told her before, based on how he gave her that little, okay, she's going to freak out, I can't tell her, because that might go and change the whole dynamic of everything that's going the way that it needs to go.
Right.
Now, what about when the two were having the conversation? At the conversation between the two at some point, for me, became pointless.
The two meaning Jeffrey and Erica.
Okay. Andrea and Mike sat there and they listened and watched the whole thing. Kevin had his hat behind his head, had his hat covering his face. He was laying down like he was in a coffin while they were going at it. But then, I mean, they just started going into this whole thing. You don't know how it feels, and you know, you've had every chance. Jeffrey was like, you've had every chance in the world to succeed. I've had nothing. And I'm like, okay, this has nothing to do with the original question of why would you not tell me prior. I mean, they totally were both drama queens to me at that point, where they were just going on and 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 on. And I'm just like, for real?
Yeah, but it's personal at that point.
Right.
Yeah, Erica was just gunning after him. You know, personally, I think she should have taken him to the side.
But I think, didn't Andrea and Mike, weren't they having a private conversation, and didn't Mike and Andrea come up and just sit there like they didn't leave?
Oh.
It started off as a private conversation. And because, like, Jeffrey and Erica kind of looked like, okay, but, like, no, they literally pulled up and sat in the stools, and they, like, started
Well,
listening.
I think Mike at the time was the only one who was in the room, because they made a comment about, oh, Mike, you might as well make some popcorn, because Mike was just sitting there listening. Mm-hmm. And then Andrea was there, and she was, of course, listening as well. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin took his baseball cap and put it on his head and act like he wasn't listening. But, of course, we know Kevin was listening the entire time and paying attention to what was going on, because he was part of the argument at the end of the day, because Jeffrey brought up some things about how Erica had lost a little bit of focus and was really focused mostly on Kevin.
I thought Jeffrey did a great job explaining why he chose not to inform Erica.
I agree.
But I do think that Jeffrey started to go too far when he started to go into the whole, you know, you've had every chance. I felt he went personal first, and then Erica followed. But I think up until then, Jeffrey had, you know, he said what he had to say, and really the conversation should have been done. Then he started to take it further with the whole, you don't know how it feels, and basically how I have nothing. And I thought that at that point,
It was unnecessary. Right.
I agree and I disagree. I'm going to have to jump on Team Jeffrey tonight, and I haven't been on Team Jeffrey for the last couple of weeks, but tonight I'm going to jump on that just because of the fact that the way Erica approached him. If she didn't say, hey, Jeffrey, let me take you in another room, out, even though everyone's sitting in this room, let me take you to another spot and let's have this one-on-one conversation. She had the conversation in front of everyone, and then she started to bring up certain things. So, of course, you're going to be on the defense. I know I would be on the defense.
Okay, so the conversation between the two, it didn't start off with just, I thought it was just the two of them, and then Mike came and then Andrea came. And
no, Mike was already in the room.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Andrea and Kevin somehow
came into
the room. Yeah. But personally, if that's the conversation you're going to have with Jeffrey and it's one-on-one and you feel this intimate and personal about what decision he made, mm-hmm. then you take him to another room, have that one-on-one with him, and then bring it back to everybody else. Because by you having that conversation with him in front of everyone else, you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
that's adding fuel to the fire. You're going to jump on everyone else having a little comment about
she
it.
She looked good right there.
Yeah, she's okay.
I thought it was great that she thanked America for letting her back.
That was smart. That was amazing. Yeah. That was very smart.
And I think it was genuine from the heart. I think viewers are really going to appreciate the fact that she realizes that where the power lies. You know what I'm saying?
She has been getting a lot of tweets saying that she is, you know, they like the way she looks and she's sexy and... Mm-hmm. You know, I have a different comment about
it.
There is someone who
apparently doesn't think she is so sexy. Let's talk about Kevin's commitment issues and his phobia.
I'm going to say Kevin's the man because Kevin is playing the game hardcore. He is not changing any of his viewpoints the way he's said it from the beginning. Erica is obviously in love with this dude. What tonight she said she wanted to basically she would have his baby pretty much. She said it in tonight's episode.
But I thought she was joking.
Come on. Do you really think that was a joke?
I don't think she wants to have his baby. I think she just wants to have a lot of good, you know.
Sex.
Yeah,
she wants to practice having babies.
But so Andrea and Kevin they were having conversation, which, as you notice, the two of them are starting to get closer and closer, and they're voting for each other for that triple, which we'll talk about. But she gave Kevin a birthday card, and it was really nice, and so because it was Kevin's birthday, mm-hmm. and in the card, some of the things that was mentioned is that you're a great dad, friend, and you'll be an amazing husband one day.
Yeah.
And so Andrea asked him, and you notice I'm on it today. I have not mispronounced her name.
Yeah, no, you haven't. You did a great job.
So Andrea asked, "What is his? Do you not think you can commit?"
Right.
And Kevin says, "No."
Well, to give a little bit of background, if people didn't see it earlier, Kevin has said he's in a relationship. He's been seeing a woman for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So basically, he said that this woman, Andrea, basically was asking him, like, "Oh, you've been seeing her for 5 years. Does that mean marriage is the next step? Like, what, you know, what's kind of going on?" And he basically said, "No, I've told this woman I'm not going to marry her. I am just in a relationship." And she said, "Oh, is this friends with benefit?" And he basically was like, "I mean, I've tried to break up with her or whatever, what have you, but she wants to stick in this relationship. But I'm very upfront with her about the way I feel. I'm not going to marry this woman." So that started that conversation.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was
Kevin's turning out to be a little complex character.
He is.
He's a very likable guy. He gets along with everybody, very personable. But there's like this wall at the same time. You hit this wall. You can tell you hit this wall with him, and he's like, "You're not going to go any further than that."
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
What was also interesting is he had a nightmare about getting married.
About getting married, he did.
And when he woke up, he told the girl that he was seeing that he had a nightmare that he was getting married, and he had a panic attack. So I mean, he's very honest. He's very honest with every girl apparently that he's been with, and he's saying that he's not going to be committed. So if you are for any girl that's willing to be in a relationship, partial relationship with him for 5 years, I mean, if you really think that you're going to get this guy to marry you when he clearly says, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because in the ladies' defense, mm-hmm. it's the things that the guys say and do that make them think that eventually one day he's going to change his mind.
Yeah.
And if she does everything right, mm-hmm. then she's eventually going to get that ring, that proposal.
Yeah.
So those are the things that put them in this kind of compromising position, mm-hmm. emotionally or whatever. I mean, the things that guys do is totally different than the things that guys say, and women look at what you do as opposed to what you say. So it's like, "Oh, I'm never going to marry you, but he could be doing this, and this."
Right.
That may be like, "Oh, he's just woofing, you know, one day he's going to change his mind.
I'm going to get him.
You know, I've been with him for 5 years.
Slip up."
Yeah.
Exactly. The next thing you know, she catches him at the altar and it's like, bam.
And I think Andrea made a point about that tonight. She even said,
what,
like,
did you say?
Oh, you said honeymoon.
Bam, honeymoon.
The honeymoon. But Andrea said, even tonight, she said, "Oh, well," she referenced that Kevin had never really told the girl, "Hey, I want to break up with you," or whatever. So it leaves the hope for the girl to think, like, oh, this is really going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like what happened with Erica. It's like, remember when all the drama was going on, and he was like, you know, he penetrated through all the drama. It was like, hey, hey, right here. You and me. Yeah. You and me. It's, you know, you and I know what's going on. You and I know. Mm-hmm. You know, so he keeps them locked. He's got him locked.
He did.
Got him on lock.
There was something else that we were going to discuss in regards to Kevin with Erica.
Well, I know that. Well, basically, it started to kind of show that he still was with his alliance, mm-hmm. and it wasn't. He was going to vote for his alliance, or according to what he had planned with his alliance, versus his commitment to Erica, because mm-hmm. that's when it started to be about. Later in the episode, we realized that Erica was talking about the baby issue, or mm-hmm. joking about how she would have his baby, or whatever, what have you. But it still went back to the fact that Erica. Her decisions are made still with Kevin in mind, and Kevin is not thinking about this girl when he makes his decisions. Mm-hmm. Kevin is wholeheartedly playing the game to win that $250,000.
And Jeffrey, you know, had a good point, because he did reference that her thinking is a little warped because she kind of puts Kevin first.
Yeah. Well, he said, and he also referenced the fact that he thinks that she goes to the popular side, and he calls the popular side the Kevin.
Yeah, the popular
Mike.
Clique.
The popular yeah. clique, Kevin, right. Mike, and Andrea. And he feels that, all you know, she'll say certain things to him, meaning Jeffrey, and then all of a sudden she goes to the other side, which is the popular clique, dark side, and she changes her whole skilo.
I get what Jeffrey was saying, but at the same time, there's only five people in the house. Who right. is she going to talk to?
Right. And that's why it's also ridiculous for her to actually go off on Jeffrey and all that other stuff, going back to Jeffrey and the argument. And it's like, look, you got five people on the island.
Yeah. Five people on the island.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At some point, there's going to be one-on-one challenges. At some point, the alliances are going to break, and it's going to be every man for himself. The whole point of the alliances is to get everybody that you like into a position where you guys are just competing with each other. Mm-hmm. It's not – you can't have an alliance to the very end.
Yeah.
The game doesn't work like that. You have to remember that you're playing a game. They have to remember that they're playing a game. Jeffrey is reminding her that you're playing a game. We're here to win money. We're here to play a game.
Right.
I get that, but what I'm saying is that when Jeffrey was like, you know – you liking Kevin because he's a popular person and you go into the popular clique, that was the only thing that I disagree with Jeffrey, because at some point everyone has to talk to everybody. Jeffrey sometimes go and talk to he talks to Andrea, he talks to Kevin, and so at this point I don't really feel that it's a pop. She's trying to go for the popular clique. She's going after Kevin,
right?
Not her focus is Kevin.
Right.
Not Andrea, not Mike. She's going after the popular boy, the football player.
And that's exactly what this reminds me of. This reminds me of high school, the girl who was just like so-so, and, you know, she liked the guy who was the jock, and then he gave her the time of day when he was drunk, you know, after a party, whenever, you know, she was the booty call, and then she had this one friend that she would always tell all her secrets to and tell him what's going on, and he's like, yeah, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, and then she says, you're right, I deserve better than that, I deserve more than that, and then she would go and do it anyway. That is the situation right here.
It's true. I mean,
that
maybe
is this high school situation.
I think that Kevin, or excuse me, Jeffrey was maybe using the wrong words, but in reference to what he's saying, I think it's true, because she's so about Kevin, mm-hmm. meaning Erica being about Kevin so much, that she's losing focus and sight on what's going on. And by being so focused on Kevin, that also embraces the alliance, which is Mike and Andrea, which they can also make comments and know what's going on in the alliance. So Jeffrey's starting to become one of my favorite characters in this game, because he's a little bit smarter than I thought he was. Mm-hmm. He's very aware of really physically what's going on in this game. And I think that Erica's so love struck right now that she's not as aware of what's going on in the game.
You made a very good point about comments. And so you know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So iTunes. So you guys can always go to iTunes. You guys can download. You guys can rate, and you can leave all your great comments about all the after shows shown after Buzz TV. So again, go to iTunes, rate, and comment. We've had some good comments. There was someone who left us a comment. Mm-hmm. And do you have it?
I do.
Okay.
It's Tunnels Boski. Thank you for your comment. Thank you for your comment. She told us that she really enjoys the show and really likes the way we break down the recap. So thank you so much for that, because once again, as Bam was saying, we really do read the comments and make sure that we're paying attention and aware of what's going on the show and how you guys feel about us. So thank you for that great comment that you gave us.
Awesome.
Thank you. And again, if for anyone else who wants to go to iTunes to download the episodes, which is for free, you know, if you leave a comment, we will read the comment live here on After Buzz for the recap of Glass House. So again, continue to go to iTunes, and again, don't forget the podcast app where it organizes all of your subscriptions to all the various After Buzz shows that you guys have on your iTunes. So thank you.
Excellent.
All right. Okay, so continuing. So now, do you have anything else we want to say about Kevin and Erica before we move on?
I think we've covered them.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on. So now that there's only five members in the house, now the rules have changed. The voting has changed. And so now this makes it more interesting. Mm-hmm. And so, do you want to talk about, well, we'll talk about that live stream thing. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. Okay. But so for now, so all the challenges are now solo. So all it's individual. And so now the players get to vote the other person to go into limbo. So, right. Of course, Mike is the one who's in. Mike's in limbo.
He's in limbo.
Yeah.
He lost. And then everyone else voted who they thought should follow under that. So we had Erica who was voting for.
But, oh. I'm sorry. Mike was in limbo because it's now based on who has the lowest votes.
Right.
So Mike had the lowest votes of all the members in the house. So he automatically goes into limbo. And then the rest of the players now vote for who else goes into the limbo with Mike.
Correct.
And so with that being said, Erica, Kevin, Andrea, and Jeffrey were the ones who got to vote, of course, because Mike can't vote. So it was really interesting how this voting went. And so Erica voted for Andrea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dummy. Why
do you say that?
Why after this whole why would she not vote for Jeffrey?
Because Jeffrey is still part of her alliance.
That's her only fallback.
That's her only fallback. You're not gonna.
She can't vote for Mike, and she's not gonna vote for Kevin. But that's her only other choice.
Exactly. Like Andrea, she knows Andrea is still on the other side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though Jeffrey's given her a little bit of limbo, like Thaddeus said, I mean. Why would you vote against her?
Because at the time when this thing came about, did Erica and Jeffrey have their big fallout conversation yet?
They had it earlier.
It was earlier. I thought it was before. Yeah. Okay, so then Kevin voted for Erica.
Yep.
What a shocker! Andrea voted for Jeffrey.
Yep.
And Jeffrey voted for himself.
He played himself a little bit with that.
And yeah. So Jeffrey's whole logic for that is he said that he wanted to be transparent.
Well, he thought that everyone had already voted for him because of what had happened in last week's episode.
Yeah.
But he was wrong because actually the only one who voted for him was Andrea,
yeah.
Which was a wild card, really, mm-hmm. about her voting for him.
Right.
And he voted for himself, which if he had voted for someone else, it never really even focused on him. So mm-hmm. I understand why he probably thought that way, just because of what had happened in the house, especially the conversation as we talked about earlier with Erica. Mm-hmm. But he played himself a little bit with that.
If I was Erica, I still would have voted for Jeffrey because, you know, Kevin was not going to be voted in. And if Jeffrey, I would have thought Jeffrey would have voted for Andrea.
Nobody else would have been a smarter move for him, I think.
Yeah,
I think his vote was throwaway.
I'm not making sense. It's okay, let's go forward. Okay, so that was that, and so Jeffrey went into limbo. Mm-hmm. Now there was another vote that they vote for, and the player who gets the most votes gets to win a trip to Panama City Beach.
Which was new this week.
So yeah. this is a whole thing. So Erica voted for Kevin.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Kevin voted for Andrea. What a shocker.
Yeah.
Andrea voted for Erica, and Jeffrey voted for Erica. So yeah. Erica wound up getting the trip.
Yeah. Which I think, theoretically, she probably deserved after the drama she's been going through.
Yeah.
But yes, that's how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably hoping she goes on this trip and she meets...
I mean...
a Latin lover.
But... No, but
get out of Kevin's hair.
But again... Once it was announced that Erica was going to win the trip,
mm-hmm.
then Kevin was like, "Oh, And so he started just playing with her a little bit, like, you know, let me know when
maybe
you're
I'll
ready.
Come.
And then she was like, oh, you can't get the time off. He was like, no, I can really get the time off. And then it starts going into her head, you know, it would be nice if Kevin went on the trip and, you know, he would be all in his all on the beach with his muscles. And so she totally fell for it. And then at the same time, Kevin goes back and tells Jeffrey, no, I can't get time. I wouldn't really take the trip. So, again, that just shows where Erica's head is. She wins a trip, and the first thing she thinks about is taking a guy who keeps voting for her to go home.
Playing her. Hardcore. Totally.
I mean, she's you know, she's in that phase of her life. I mean, you got to cut her some slack. She's in the phase of her life when women want to date. They want to get married, have a potential prospect for marriage in the next few years kind of thing. It's, you know, I'd be cut her some slack when it comes to that. Now, how she's going about it is another story. Mm-hmm. I can give her some notes on how she's going about locking her man down. But I'm not mad at her for where she's at.
You would give her some notes?
Yeah, most definitely.
Give me one note.
Yeah, what's the one note?
What's the one note? If you say you want to cuddle with a man, and he doesn't come in there and lay down with you just to cuddle, he's not messing with you.
Okay.
If a man will come and if he likes you, he will come and cuddle. Even if he's coming to cuddle, if he's coming to cuddle or he's coming to cuddle, he's gonna come do it.
You need to say that to camera.
If a man, ladies, if a man, if you want
to
cuddle with a man, whether you want to cuddle or you want to cuddle, he's gonna be right there if he likes you.
Yeah.
If he's not really messing with you. He's going to do exactly what Kevin did to Erica. One of your girlfriends over there and say, yeah. Your friend, it was cool for that one night that it lasted, you know, a couple shots. That's what it was. It was all about the Patron.
I agree.
So, ladies, you heard it first.
You heard it first. That's the exclusive.
The man.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
I'm just saying.
It's true, though. It's true.
I love it. So now let's go to the actual challenge, okay. Which I thought was really cool. Do you want to set it up?
Well, let's see. So it was called the Glass House Apartment Complex. Mm-hmm. So basically what they had was several different layers of floors where it was between Jeffrey and Mike, mm-hmm. Going through the different floors, and they had a series of questions that they all had to answer in order to win the challenge. So we'll go through the questions, but it was interesting because you had to really pay attention to each floor, and just when you thought it was something very easy to guess or look at, It was definitely more hardcore than what it was.
Yeah, because like on the first level, there was Alex, and there's Apollo's room. So, and Alex, you know, he had his 99 jersey, and Apollo, he had all his like his little Buddhism stuff, and so everything was very specific. And then in Joy's part of the room, she had a whole bunch of pictures of herself. There were a lot of shoes. And Robin's side of the room, there was writing on the mirror. They had all of her jeans laid out, which we knew that that she was writing notes in her jeans. Still that
weird
very. And so
but before you go to the questions, just going back to that, how it worked is that they were harnessed at the top of the rooms, and they had to literally pull themselves down and answer a series of questions at the end. But as they went to each layer of the floor, they had to remember certain things, so then when the questions came up, they had to answer the questions correctly.
What was really interesting about this challenge was that Mike was on the harness. He was getting up and down.
Yeah.
But Mike is older, and his memory was not well. And then in addition...
And his eyesight.
Even with the man's glasses, he couldn't see the what do you call that? The board with the science with the elements.
The plasma screen?
No. But what do you call that? Where it has all like the little science LIs, you know, when we were in science class, how it had the big chart where it had all the, you know.
Oh, right. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
The chemical chart?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he had his glasses, but he still couldn't see the words that were circled for him to remember that for the actual question.
Yeah.
He had his glasses and he still couldn't see.
Right.
So that actually affected him. And then Jeffrey... His weight just caused him to be slower.
And his fear of heights.
Yeah, and his fear of heights. So he was just all over the place. So it was an interesting challenge. But there were seven questions that they had to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was really interesting, although there were seven questions, we counted eight. But some of the questions that they had to answer was, how many pairs of pants does Robin have? How many pairs of shoes are in the house? How many combined candles are there in Apollo's and Robin's room? Use the numbers above these elements to solve this equation, which is Li plus SC plus Ni minus Ne equals. Mm-hmm. And that answer
was Stephanie Scientific.
That was Stephanie Scientific question, and the answer was 42 for that.
It was an elemental chart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Elemental chart.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it was.
Okay.
And then how many stuffed animals does Joy have in her room? How many total pairs of footwear are in all of the apartment levels? How many pictures of herself does Holly have in the room? And actually, I said Joy, but I meant to say Holly. And then not including trophies, how many sports balls are in Alex's room? And so these are the questions that they had to answer. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they had to be very specific in what they were looking at in each other room. So that's why Robin had all the pants, because the question was, how many, you know, pairs of pants did she have?
Yeah.
And so I thought it was really interesting, particularly because, you know, it's no secret that Jeffrey has been pretty lazy when it's come to the challenges, and he's pretty much let the team members carry him.
Right.
Like he did last week. He didn't do anything. He got $2,000. Mm-hmm. So this time he had to really, really work. And he said that he felt like quitting because it was really hard for him to get up on the stairs, get on the harness, his fear of heights. But it came down basically to the last question, which was the element question for Stephanie, which they both got wrong, and then had to go back and
go back and do it.
And because Mike couldn't see, he couldn't see the minus sign. And so
he added instead of subtracting.
He added instead of subtracting, so he lost.
Yeah.
And so so Jeffrey won. Now had Mike won, would Jeffrey have automatically gone into limbo?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he would have lost the challenge.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that? What do you think about the game?
I actually thought it was a really good game because it was mind and memory. Mm-hmm. You know, it was something that everyone had to physically be aware of. And the challenge was hard. I mean, those questions alone, like even when you're just going down to different layers and looking at the different floors and you're trying to figure out certain things, they didn't know what those questions were going to be prior to when they landed back on the ground. So I thought it was actually a really good challenge because it was all about memory.
Yeah.
You know, and not everybody has it. So. Yeah. You know, I thought it was pretty good.
I think Andrea would have probably, she would have slaughtered that challenge. I think she would have.
Well,
I think Stephanie would have slaughtered it.
She would have too. Yeah.
The games have to get a little more challenging. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have challenges, you have games that are mostly physical, then you have some that are mostly intellectual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the games that are most challenging are the ones that require you to encompass both and utilize both.
That's
so
true.
Now you have to utilize your intellect and your some sort of physical aspect. Just if you know, this is the part that's like when you have to respect Olympic athletes, for example, because mm-hmm. there's so much besides the physical that it already has muscle memory and training that you have to, you know, involve as far as competition is concerned. There's a mental aspect mm-hmm. also. They say once the physical is prepared, then it's
all
really 80%
mental,
20% physical. So there's a huge mental aspect. It's like sitting down and studying for 3 hours and you know how you're drained and you want to take a nap. But when you have to do the physical activity at the same time when you're involving and integrating the intellectual part, it's very, very – that's why Jeffrey broke down and started crying.
And then that's
– he was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, is that the reason, though? Jeffrey cries on everything.
Yeah, but it can be like – emotionally challenging, psychologically challenging. All that is really like it takes a toll on you.
No, it does.
And even Mike had mentioned, like, you know, okay, yeah, I am able to get up on the harness, but when you put everything together and then having to remember everything, you know, that's the challenging part of the whole thing. So I thought it was a really good challenge as well, and you know, I was rooting for Mike to win.
Plus, really? Jeffrey hasn't done anything on his own.
Yeah.
He had to dig in and do his own. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been doing anything as far as the challenges are concerned. Yeah. He's been laying back.
See, I'm voting for Team Jeffrey right now, like I've been this whole show, because also Mike, I think Mike's so arrogant that Mike thinks that he should win the challenge. And what we saw was that he did not have all the skills to make it happen. That's all I got to say. Jeffrey made it happen. I'm Team Jeffrey tonight.
Whatever. Okay. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, I'm not a fan of DJ Pauly.
Yeah, DJ Pauly in 20 years. Yeah,
I'm not 30 years. I'm not really. I just feel like Jeffrey deserves it more.
I agree.
It's kind of like when you're
tonight
playing,
he did.
Yeah, anyway. When you're playing basketball and then there's a questionable call and you're gonna shoot for it and you say ball don't lie, whoever misses her. Mm-hmm. I just think that in the final end the karma is gonna come out and it's gonna. Certain situations are going to flush themselves out.
I'm going to be a real jerk right now, and I'm going to say Mike deserved it because Mike was honest about the money that he put in for himself. Jeffrey admitted it finally after he lied. So that's my logic and my head why I think he should have lost.
Okay, now let me address that. Yeah. Because...
Yeah, that's Daryl, a whole other Daryl, difference. You exactly, saw me, you exactly, saw me, right?
Exactly.
I was like...
Okay, let me address that. Because the manner in which the deception went down as far as that was concerned is basically pretty much how I would evaluate the situation. With Jeffrey was playing the game completely. In his mind, psychologically, I'm playing the game. I'm not going to tell them blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. Mike... Mm-hmm. Knowledgeably was doing something that was unethical as opposed to playing the game. To him taking the money had nothing to do with the game. Him taking money was more
personal.
Was more of a personal.
Like if I get voted off again, I'm going to keep this money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The dynamics of how each one of those situations went down were completely different.
I agree.
So I wouldn't even evaluate and put Mike in the same category as Jeffrey when it comes to that. That's just Thaddeus. Sorry.
That's the reason we're on this side tonight and you're on that side for some reason. Normally we kind of meet in the middle, but tonight it's... This side versus that side. I don't know what's going on.
It's okay. I'm fine with being by myself. Y'all can go ahead and do your little thing. Okay? And speaking of that, let's go into some news and gossip.
And prediction.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Well, what I do have is because of the Olympics being the last week, it did change the dynamics of how... the ratings went. So the prior week before, I know we had said that the Glass House was doing very well, but last week it says that the ABC series actually dropped a low of 1.0 adults 18 to 49. It was down 9% from the previous week, and it also went to 0.6 for adults 18 to 49 based off of the previous week as well. But they said it's all in reference to how the Olympics went. Mm-hmm. So they are expecting that the next 2 weeks of Glass House will go back up to where it previously was.
And do you guys think it will go up?
I think so. Actually, I think that with it coming down to the countdown of how we've had like these five players and it's become a lot more interesting, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to do pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to do better as well. I mean, I even stayed up every night until 4 or 5 in the morning just to catch Olympic events and see what was going on. I mean, it's something.
DVR.
Yeah, but I want to see it live. You know, there's stuff that they cut out even in editing when, you know.
It's not live at midnight. You know the
not at midnight, but it's like something in the morning. They play it. And it's going on.
What you're watching at 12:30 to 4 is what's played during at nighttime. But we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah. Well, basically, the source is TV by ratings.
Yeah.
And they basically let us know that because of the Olympics, it threw off every scale of all TV shows.
Yeah, right.
Which a lot of people did repeats for the past 2 weeks because they knew that the Olympics were going to be the focus of attention. Which
it's
the Olympics.
Be. Happens every 4 years.
Yeah, every 4 years.
Yeah.
But what doesn't happen every 4 years is the voting. So now let's make our predictions.
Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so for the voting, Erica voted for Kevin. Kevin voted for Erica. Andrea voted for Erica, and then Jeffrey voted for Kevin. Yeah. So it was a split down the line 2-2. And so whenever there's a tie, the person who goes in limbo gets to pick who goes into limbo with them. So it's not a shocker that Mike would pick Erica,
right,
over Kevin. So
yeah, that's his boy.
So Mike and Erica are in the bottom two. And so who do you guys think will be going home?
Should I do my inner NSYNC voice from circa 1990s?
Yeah.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, Mike.
Okay.
If I was Mike, I would be doing my NSYNC and saying, it's gonna be me.
I don't know how to follow such
you gotta sing it, man.
Horrible singing. And plus I don't know those songs. So
okay. We'll catch you up.
Who do I think is going home? I think Erica's gonna go home.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just think she's gonna go home. Let's see. Let me think really quickly.
Why? Bam's got to be the Backstreet Boy and all this and be like...
That's what I'm saying.
I want it that way.
That's our producer, Phil.
I love it.
Phil.
Phil in the house.
Way to come through, Phil.
Team Phil.
I do know that song. I think Erica, because no one... I don't know. I just think it's
going
to be Erica.
Mike's going home. He better go home. He should have never came back.
Bye-bye, Mike.
Well, speaking of going home and bye-bye, we're going to go bye-bye-bye. Okay, so you guys, thank you for watching another episode of AfterBuzz TV for the recap of The Glass House. I'm Bam Erickson. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Bam Erickson. That's BAMMERICSEN. Go ahead.
I'm Dario Christian. You can follow me under the same name under both Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Thaddeus Master. You can catch me at Club Thaddeus Club, like going to the club, THADDEUS.
All right, so there you guys have it. Don't forget to go to iTunes, rate, and comment. Please keep us in the top 10. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.